You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
This is Don West here, and I'm telling you, knockouts and three counts is the podcast, baby. Make sure that's the one you check out, because, buddy, like me, they're the real deal, baby.
This is Jake the Snake Roberts. Just letting you know, you need to listen to Knockouts and Three Counts, or you'll see that damn snake again.
This is the Ring of Honor World Television Champion, a.k.a. Shane T, boy, the baddest champion you ever seen, boy. And you're listening to Knockouts and Three Counts.
What up, though, everybody? This is Kyle, and you are listening to Knockouts and Three Counts. And as you can see, if you've been paying attention to our social media, we've got quite the guest for you, along with our Evolve 147 preview. So before I get to our special guest, Devin, why don't you throw out your social media real quick?
Well, you can find me on Twitter at Devin63. That's DevinThe63. You can find me on Instagram at All Steak No Sizzle. That's one word. Make sure you check out the Reality Era News Group on Facebook. And hopefully, we're all alive after, you know, the coronavirus gets us all.
Not funny when all three of us that are involved in this show tonight are all going to be in Florida. WrestleMania weekend.
Hopefully, man. I don't know if you heard, but there's supposed to be a meeting Thursday about major events in Tampa with the city of Tampa and the mayor. So we'll see.
Well, you stop spreading that bad juju. You can find me at Detroit Knockout, Detroit N-O-K-O-U-T. And don't worry about Devin's negative ass. You ain't going to find all that stuff on my Twitter. You can follow the show at KO3CPod, at KO3CPod on Twitter and Instagram, and KO3CPod.com. Without any further ado, if you've been paying attention, you know Evolve 147 is going to be this Saturday, Livonia, Knights of Columbus. And on the line with us, we've got Kurt Stallion. How you doing, brother man?
Fine. How about you? How are you guys?
Hey, man, I can't complain. It's above 50 degrees in Michigan, and it was 60 on Sunday, so I'm not bitching.
It's 75 here.
Yeah, well, y'all, fuck all. Fuck Texas.
81 degrees, brother. What do you know about that?
Fuck Texas, all right? That's you came from Michigan, you damn transport. Well, let everybody know where they can find you on social media first and foremost.
Just type in Kurt Stallion and I'll pop up. And if you can't find it, then I don't want you to find it.
I like it. I like it. Like we were saying in the beginning of the show, you know, this weekend you've got Evolve 147 that's going down Livonia Knights of Columbus. First of all, man, you had quite the performance on the Evolve 10th anniversary special. We did a show to help promote that, and you had quite the match with last time we were here in Michigan. So, first of all, how do you feel about being back here in Michigan? What do you think of Livonia crowd?
I really enjoyed it. I'd never really wrestled there before. I'd went to Evolve, and going there, getting to do that, to see how that crowd was and know how to work with them, because every crowd's different. And so the first time I went there, I felt like I could have done better because I didn't gauge how the crowd was. And ever since then, I learned from that and have been trying to do my best by you guys, essentially. You know what I mean? But I think I'm pretty damn good at this pro wrestling thing.
Devin, what do you got? I know you got plenty for our guest tonight.
Well, like Kyle said, we've seen you on the 10th anniversary show. We've seen you live in Livonia. And you've been killing it basically this past year. With Evolve going through all the different changes that they've been going through, how big of an opportunity has it been for you this past year to you know, get more shine with basically all the changes that's been happening there?
I don't know. I'm just fortunate that Gabe likes me, I guess, because he's heard the stories and seen the work that I've put in, essentially, and it's starting to pay off in terms of the bookings and the opportunities I am getting. Like, he called me. I didn't call Evolve. So, and I chose to go there over other places because I know where I want to end up, and Evolve is the, like, right there at the front door of that. You know what I mean?
Sounds to me like somebody's looking to get into WWE eventually.
Yeah, that's the like end all be all.
Kyle, you there?
I'm here.
Yeah, I was just fixing some stuff by the technical end, man. I was down talking to our producer friend down at the end. My bad.
Oh, I'm sorry.
My bad, dog. You're all good. I was just running some stuff on the board real quick. But yeah, man, I got to see the first stuff I saw out of your work for me was some of the stuff back when Matt Riddle was still running around Evolve. So my question for you would be, how much of an influence was Matt on you? And, you know, what are your thoughts now with seeing him come back a little bit since he's gone to NXT? And is NXT the next spot for you?
I hope NXT is the next spot for me. And I would call Riddle more of a motivator rather than an influencer, because I already had my influences at the time. But prior to meeting him, he's just one of my best friends in wrestling, if anything. It just happens to be that we're similar in a lot of ways. But watching him go from where he was to where he is very motivating for me in terms of what I can potentially end up doing. So, yeah, I'm just lucky that we're friends, essentially. He's been a big help.
So do you think, you know, now, like, you know, the first few times we saw guys from NXT come up for these Evolve shows and things like that, what does that do for guys like you who are still, you know, in Evolve and kind of moving up to that, you know, that next tier for Evolve? You know, what does that do for you guys that they're bringing in all this NXT talent for you guys to go against? Does that, like, excite you for the, you know, the new influx of competition? Do you think it gives you a gauge for, you know, what things you need to work on? Like, what are your thoughts on getting to tangle up with some of these guys you're seeing on TV?
It's really cool. It's a big opportunity for me because at the end of the day, they're going to go back to class where Mr. Shawn Michaels is running, and they're going to have to watch their matches from Evolve. And who's he going to see on the TV? None other than me. So that's a big deal. And I know that they do that stuff all the time. I keep getting distracted by other things and going on around me. Sorry. But anyways, Gabe has told me a lot of cool stuff that I probably shouldn't repeat over the phone, but it's looking good for old Curtis Stallone so far.
Hey, man, that's all good to hear, man. But, it's funny you say that because we were just at NXT when they were here in Detroit this past Saturday, and another past guest of our show who I know you've also mixed it up with, Austin Theory, was up there. So if they're giving you that kind of vibe, man, I wouldn't be surprised that it's too long for you before you're up there with Josh Briggs looking at that title.
Man, that's what I'm gunning for in Evolve, is when I win that belt, then it's like all eyes are on me, and I get to show that I can carry a company, yada, yada. And I'll do that through sheer work ethic, brother, because that's all I got at the end of the day.
Hey, man, if you've got that, though, that'll take you far, though. So let me ask you that, you know, with you being, you know, not small by any means, but small compared to some of, you know, some of the other guys like a Josh Briggs and a lot of the big muscle heads that you see around in wrestling, you know, what a... I've seen you in everything from, you know, the hardcore matches to regular stuff. For somebody that's new to Curt Stallion, you know, describe your style a little bit, and like, what is your favorite style of wrestling? Do you like, you know, matches where there's more of a story told? Do you like more of the hardcore stuff? Do you like, you know, some of the flip flop and fly? Like, what does it for you?
I like storytelling. I like psychology. I like shit to make sense. I like there to be reasons for things being done. I don't like sporadic bullshit. I don't like constant fucking flips and constant getting hit in the head with shit and bleeding unnecessarily. There's a time and a place. I'm super adamant and all that, and I think that's what a lot of people are. I think that's where one of my biggest respect aspect comes from the boys, is how serious I take putting a match together. And I'm the first guy to be like, no, that's a stupid idea, or no, I don't want to do that, rather than, yeah, we can make that work. Like, no, if it's fucking stupid, it's not going to happen, not when you're wrestling me. Because I want people to leave the building at the end of the day and be like, god damn, what that Curse Stallion match, like, they were really out there beating the shit out of each other, or they were really hot at each other, or, like, you know, there's got to be stories to shit. Anyways, what was the question? Because I just started rambling.
What'd you say?
What was the question?
No, my question was, you know, like, but my question, you basically answered it in a roundabout way, but I was saying, like, what's your favorite way to wrestle? Do you like the hardcore stuff? Do you like something where there's being a big story told? Or, like, would you describe your style to someone who's never watched you before?
I'm as Eddie Kingston would say, I'm a storyteller, but I'm also very strike oriented. But I've got the hidden power, apparently, is what they like to say on commentary. Like, I've got the Super Cena Stallion strength that just comes out of nowhere. And what was another key point I was going to make? Oh yeah, 90% of the guys that y'all watch have never been in a fight in their life, and I've been in so many fucking fights in my life, it's ridiculous. So I think I've got that edge over a lot of people that try to fake it, you know what I mean, fake it till you make it. But I can channel that feeling of when I was in fights and just, like, portray it for some reason, so that helps.
Dev, what do you got, man?
Well, so is there anybody in Evolve right now that you're gunning for, that you're looking to tangle with?
Josh Briggs. What? Every single time. Whoever's got that belt. I don't care if, like, one of the chicks ends up having the belt. I'm gunning for her. Like, whoever's got that belt.
Hey, man, that's where it needs to be. Like, you know, you see so much with in wrestling right now with different feuds and things like that, you know, that have nothing around the belt. Like, to me, man, that was always the thing with wrestling. I feel like the title should always be, like, that center point. You know, and you mentioned Josh Briggs, who is a past guest of the show as well. How do you feel? What are your thoughts on a potential matchup with him? You know, he's obviously got the size, but I'm pretty sure you might be able to take him in the speed category. How do you see that match playing out, and what challenges do you see that Josh Briggs presents for you?
Well, I've wrestled him twice already in singles matches, once at Beyond and once at Evolve, and he's beat me both times. So, brother, I still haven't figured that game plan quite out yet, but we're getting there. Third time's a charm, and if it's not, fourth time certainly will be. You know, we'll just keep going until the charm turns into a win, brother. But
hey, I can't hate on it.
Yeah, I'm. My sights are set on JD Drake next, though. That dude, we got into it in a triple threat match, and I want more. So, I want a 1-on-1 with that dude.
So, Devin, I don't know about you, Devin, but I see that match just being a fucking scrap. Like, there ain't nothing going to be scientific about that. I feel like between the two of you, I feel like that's just going to be a scrap.
If you watch the triple threat match at the very end, I slapped him and I said, look at me, bitch. And then he slapped me back. And then I got so mad because it hurt my jaw. Like, shoot, just hurt real bad, that I just shot up and I started punching him in the face, like legitimate punches. And then he puts me in the corner and he started hitting me. So I started hitting him again, like just shoot, punching each other. He threw me out. He punched me in the jaw, and I was like, all right, we're just going to go back into work. And he just fucking ended my life. This type. That's the kind of matches I like. That's the kind of feeling I like. Like, that's what I want more of. Like, Shibata is my fucking hero. So, like, him and Randy Orton, if they made a baby somehow, oh, good God.
Okay, so since you brought up Orton being an influence for you, what are your thoughts on this whole deal with them trying to bring Rated RKO against each other at Mania?
That's tight. I like it. I was hooked whenever I saw them, like, looking like they were going to team up, and then Orton fucked it, Jeff, and I was like, yeah. Because that's the kind of shit that I grew up loving about that dude. Randy Orton's why I'm a wrestler. Like, I idolized that dude growing up. Like, no father figure in my life. I grew up with my grandma. Randy Orton was like the big brother I never had that I just would watch every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Like, I had DVDs, games, everything. Like, Orton was the man. My first favorite wrestler was Chris Benoit, but whenever Orton beat him at SummerSlam 2004 for the World Heavyweight title, I was like, oh, Orton's my favorite now. And he never stopped.
Hey, man, Orton is a damn good person for you to be, you know, watching after, especially if, you know, your goal was to become a wrestler. Because, I mean, that guy, if he was going to make a wrestler, I mean, I know you've heard everybody and their mom say that, but I mean, the dude's a big sumbitch. He's got the pedigree behind it. I mean, that's a hell of a good pick. So you said Orton and Shibata. So would you say you were more influenced by the Japanese style and American style? Like, what was your absolute favorite to watch growing up as a kid, or was it just straight Orton?
It was straight Orton. Like, well, it was WWE in general. Like, I watched little bits of TNA back when it was on FS1, and then I saw like constant episodes of CMLL and AAA because I'm from West Texas, and like, that's just all they played all the time. And anyways, I liked Orton because of the storytelling aspect, how good he is at doing the little things. And then I like Shibata, the just fucking ruthless beat the shit out of your ass.
Hey, man.
And then I got to train with Shibata and I realized it was all legit. And I was like, all right.
So tell me about that. What's that
you,
man?
Train with Shibata?
Yeah.
Man, you gotta tell us about that. Shibata is one of my favorites, man.
Yeah, we trained for like 12 hours a day, fucking 5 days a week. Back in March, it was like March 25th to the 30th of 2018.
Now, was this in the States or in Japan?
No. I was in the first class of the LA Dojo.
Okay, cool. Okay, that makes sense. I was going to say, because, damn, you went all the way to Japan and we're only out for 5 days. I was like, shit, I figured you'd have been on, like, a couple-week deal for that. But so for you being, you know, a huge Shibata guy, like, what would you say are the big differences you see training with a guy like Shibata versus, you know, maybe some of the stuff you learned elsewhere in the States?
Well, Shibata is just all about, like, shoot grappling, like jiu-jitsu wrestling, and if you slap your leg, you have to do 100 squats per leg slap. Like, he ain't about this shit. And it's a lot of conditioning. It's the most intense thing I've ever done in my entire life. Like, honestly, in terms of like pushing my body, it was the most intense thing I've ever done ever.
Did you, go ahead, Dev.
Well, could we see you do a tour in Japan anytime soon?
That'd be tight. I'm allowed to do anything. It'll, like, my Evolve contract, as long as I can do anything international, as long as it's not being televised, essentially. And then, like, I'm allowed to do DDT, Dragon Gate, fucking, whatever, all the Japanese stuff. I'm just super distracted right now. It's pissing me off. It's not y'all's fault, though. People are bothering me.
So, you said you're allowed to do everything Japanese wise, you know, did you watch Bloodsport at all? And what are your thoughts on something like that?
Yeah, my favorite match was Suzuki and fucking, my favorite match was Gage and Killer Cross from the recent Bloodsport,
yeah,
right? Wasn't that one on there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was awesome just because of the like fire, and that was just so good. But yeah, Bloodsport's cool. Like, I feel like I would make it a lot more interesting than a lot of those matches because I'd really punch people in the face and say, like, come on, punch me back.
Now, is that something that you would be able to do, or is that a no because it'd be televised?
I don't know. I think if it's like on IWTV, it's fine. I can do that stuff. But if it's like a Ring of Honor pay-per-view or something like that where it's got its own like pay-per-view thing, I probably can't do it.
Do you watch MMA at all, and have you trained at all in like jiu-jitsu and MMA other than your stuff with Shibata?
No, I've trained with Kyle O'Reilly a lot back whenever he used to live in St. Louis before he signed to WWE. Like, I used to drive him and ACH and Elgin to Ring of Honor shows all the time, and Kyle would always go into the dojo and like train with me and Paco and whoever else would show up and just teach us a bunch of cool, like, MMA stuff. But other than that, no.
So can you tell us a little bit about how you found your way to Evolve? You know, like, a lot, I've seen a lot of your stuff since you've been in Evolve, but Evolve is, you know, really the first place that I got to see you. So can you tell us a little bit about how you got to Evolve? Was it Gabe who spotted you, or, you know, like, what was the process in you getting to Evolve?
I did a camp in 2016, WrestleMania week, and I got real jacked and tan. Like, I gained like 20 pounds, and Gabe was just like, you're a 6 out of 10 at best. And I remember for like a week, I was like, damn, all disgruntled. But it didn't like stop me from pursuing wrestling. So I started doing Ring of Honor, and then Ring of Honor invited me to be in the top prospect tournament in 2017. I did all that. I did a bunch of ROH stuff until about mid 2018. And then from there, it was just kind of like just wrestling around, essentially. AAW in Chicago was like my home base. And then finally, about December of 2018, Gabe messaged me out of nowhere on Facebook on my profile or on my personal profile and was just like, hey, people from past and present keep bringing you up saying I should give you a shot. So if you get yourself to New York, we'll give you 2 dates. And I was like, all right, I got myself to New York, wrestled. And he goes, hey, like, you killed it and everything, but Sal wants to see if it was a fluke. So if you get yourself back to New York, which he pretty much like Carney worked me into getting my own way up there twice in a row, he's like, we'll give you another couple shots. I did it again, killed it, stole the show fucking both weekends I was there. And Gabe's like, well, fuck, you want to sign this contract? And then whenever that was offered to me, I got hit up by so many other different people that I'm not allowed to speak about. And I turned them all down so that I could go to Evolve, so that I could potentially, possibly, hopefully go to NXT.
Hey, man, that I love hearing stuff like that, because so many of the guys that we've gotten to have on, you know, since started, you know, interviewing guys for Evolve, like, it's just dope to hear these stories and see how much you guys had to grind just even to get to there, let alone, you know, making it to the WWE and stuff like that, man. So, like, hey, props to you for sticking with it.
Dude, I've logged a lot of miles. Would you believe me if I told you I've put over 500,000 miles since I started wrestling?
Oh, I definitely would, because
like solo. Yeah.
You said 500,000, and you said that since 2016?
No. I started wrestling in 2013.
Right. I got my dates mixed up.
And I started really traveling in 2014. So a little less than 100.
Uh-oh. Are we good? Kurt, you there?
Did we lose him?
Yeah, it looks like it.
Oh man, we was just starting to get into the good stuff.
I know. Kurt, you good?
Well, I guess while we're trying to get him back on the line, man, you got the card for Evolve.
Hey, Kurt, hold on, Dev. Kurt, are you good? No, oh, hold on. All right, Dev, I'm gonna pull up the card real quick and try to get Kurt back on. Pull up the card real quick. I got a. So what we've got on so far is we've got a grudge match. You got J.D. Drake versus Brennan Vink. You've got Josh Briggs versus A.R. Fox for the Evolve title. You've got Jake Atlas versus Leon Ruff. You've got Stephen Wolf versus Harlem Bravado in a no DQ match. You've got Denzel Dejanet and Avery Taylor versus Anthony Green and Brandi Lauren.
Hello.
Yo, Kurt, we got you back.
Okay, good. I fucking was tripping out. Was
no, because like, oh, she kept saying, she's like pointing, he's like, he's in here. I'm like, I don't know, I can't hear anything.
I tried calling back and I didn't answer. And I was like, Mo, no, because that's fucking like not professional. I don't want to be that guy.
Hey, you know, dude, I mean? We appreciate it. We appreciate it because we've had plenty of that kind of stuff. All right, so we were just getting into, while we were getting all our technical stuff down the way, you know, before we got off, you know, we were talking about how you got into Evolve, and, you know, you were talking about 500,000 miles since, what, 2014, so 6 years?
Yeah, well, I moved to St. Louis in January 2015, so technically right past 5 years.
So for you, what was like, everybody's got that one turnaround where they think feel like everything started to click or where things started to take off. Like, what was it for you? Was it before Evolve, or was it any one thing in particular you can pick out that you feel like kind of was your springboard?
Every time I'd wrestle like a name, they would always like pretty much tell me I had it. They were just like, you got it, kid. Like, you get it, blah, blah, blah. So I was always kind of in that mindset of just like, okay, I get it, but what's it going to take? What's it going to take? And then finally I wrestled Silas Young for the, when he was television champion at Ring of Honor in San Antonio. And after the match, like, I did so good that they put a spotlight down on me. And the whole crowd, like, the ref was yelling, stand up, this is your moment, bow. Like, the whole crowd was, like, standing up and, like, clapping for me and stuff. And they told me whenever I got to the back, like, Silas shook my hand and stuff as a heel. Like, he never does that kind of stuff. And it was tight. When I went to the back, he goes, I know you've been hearing that you got it for years and this and that, but he goes, now it's your time to capitalize on it. Ride this wave and yada yada, and good things are going to come to you. And then I just kept fucking wrestling, essentially. I don't know if I changed anything at all. I just kept doing what I've been doing. And then Gabe hit me up, and then it's just been fucking... Gabe pulled me to the side the other day. He goes, look, dude, I know you're a psycho and a fucking genius, but just chill out. And it was his way of... It was his way, because I wasn't doing anything at all. I was standing against the wall looking at my phone. And it was his way of just like letting me know, like, pretty much I'll punch him in the face if I don't like something that he's doing. I've already told him 1,000 times, like, look, dude, like, I'm not somebody. I told him one time, because he was yelling at somebody, and after he got through yelling, I put my arm around him. I was like, you know, if you ever talk to me like that, I'm going to put you against the wall by your throat. And he just looked at me like crossways, and I was just like, I'm not playing. And I smiled at him and walked off. I wish, if man, ask me about it in public. I'm not going to tell you on the radio, but ask me about when I signed my contract, how I pretty much established, like, this is what you're getting.
Well, if you get into, whenever you get into Michigan come Saturday, I've got your number. We'll have to get a drink afterwards. I got to hear this story.
Hell yeah, you do.
Hey, dude, I'm not kidding. We'll link up after the show. I got to hear this one.
Yeah. If we're not getting in the van and driving to the next fucking town, for sure, because usually we do that. So,
oh, trust me, we know at this point, because it was funny the last time you guys were here. We were just getting ready to interview Natalia Markova while we were there. We were going to do like a little on-site piece, and then like right as we were getting ready to go, she's like, "Oh shit, I got to catch the van." I was like, "Never mind, just go do your thing, man. Not even mad at you." Dev, so what do you got?
Matt, so you kind of mentioned that you kind of got your start, or you kind of got on their radar Mania weekend. So Mania is coming up really soon. Hopefully everything is still going on down there. But first, what are your plans? You have any plans for Mania week this year? And if not, what do you want to be doing this Mania week?
Everything that I could possibly ever want to do, I'm going to be doing this year, and that's all I can say. No.
So I'm guessing we have to keep an eye on your social media to find out exactly what your plans are?
Pretty much. I mean, it's going to be cool.
Hey, dude, we're all going to be – so we told you Devin's in Texas, but Devin's going to be with me in Tampa. I say we all three got to link up at some point during Mania weekend.
Yeah, for sure. I'll be fucking twisted every goddamn chance I get, probably. So,
fine. Hey, dude. Look, we're looking to have a damn good time our damn selves. So, we might have to. We already had to have. Oh my god. So, when we're done with this, you'll see the link for the YouTube video. Do yourself a favor if you need a laugh tonight, and go look and see what happened when we took our hand at karaoke because Devin was moving to Texas. You've got a 6'6" black dude and my 5'6" ass singing Creed, My Sacrifice. And they,
I'm 6'4", sir. I'm 6'4".
Excuse me, sir. Hot damn. Don't want to sacrifice the inch. Don't want to sacrifice the inch. I don't want no smoke, man. And you don't want no smoke in your home either. If you need a new home because of some bullshit, you need to check out the homies at Stransky & Company Realty. Stransky & Company is the top producing real estate team that specializes in individual strategy, over the top service, and continued success for their clients. They're the real estate easy button, and if you're looking to buy, sell, or invest, call them at 248-563-9449 or email them at admin@stranskyandcompany.com. Follow them on Instagram and Facebook. All the links can also be found at our website at ko3cpod.com. And like I said, man, these guys are the homies. We're not just saying it because they're our buddies. If you need a house, check these guys out.
Good job, Kyle. Good job.
You know, I had to fit it in there somewhere, and I was like, instead of looking for the house segue, man, I had to brush up since Tony's over here trying to compare me to Conrad and shit. Dude, it's so funny, because when you actually meet the guy in person, like, you see him all hyped up when you're listening to these podcasts, dude. Just total, like, mellow chill, like, none of that. Like, when we went to go work at StarCast, dude, like, you wouldn't have known unless you knew.
Mm-hmm. So I got a quick question, try to figure out how I can ease this in here.
Here we go.
You kind of mentioned before that you've trained with ACH, so mm-hmm. You don't have to get into the whole controversy that he had, but can you tell us a little bit about ACH?
Yeah, I've lived with that dude for like a year. Like, he was I don't know how to explain it, man. Like, I got to see him the other day, and I was like, well, dude, you've had enough time to think about what you did wrong. Now let me tell you how I feel about your situation. And I just kind of vented to him and told him where he was right and where he was wrong. And for the most part, he's in agreement. Like, he's not, like, I don't know. It's not my place to talk about it, but he knows that I don't give a fuck, and I'm going to talk about whatever I want to talk about with no disrespect intended. So, lucky you. But I think that he just felt the pressure from his old ROH days, whenever everybody was mean as fuck to him because he was just a annoying fucking ADHD bastard, just loud, obnoxious all the time, but a great wrestler. Superior athlete. And his biggest bully, I think, was Kevin Steen. And I think the first time he ran into that dude, like, he was already fucking with him, essentially. And Albert just kind of, like, that was the breaking point, maybe, because there's apparently, with these guys going in there, all my buddies, there's a lot of pressure on them. And it's not just from the higher ups, but it's from everybody in particular, because everybody wants that TV spot. And a lot of them are shit, like, legitimate. It's like a drama, like, some little Disney show where you've got the shitheads that are like talking behind your back and like pretend to be your friend up to your face and stuff. And then the people that will go to the office and be like, well, so-and-so was smoking a joint, and I think he should be reprimanded, and like stuff like that goes on. And so everybody's walking on eggshells. And I told Albert, I was like, just do what I would do if I was there. Just don't give a fuck and threaten to kill people and punch them in the face until it either gets you fired or a push. So, but what do I know? And he's totally fine in his headspace. He's the exact same person he's always been. There was a point, yes, he was not, but right now he's totally 100% cool and realizes that he fucking dropped the ball and shit happens. And all you can do, I told him, now he's in the Bret Hart CM Punk grace period where he's just got to give it time if he ever wants to go back, which, because they always take people back. It doesn't matter what the fuck you did. You can call Triple H a racist or fucking say whatever the fuck you want, but at the end of the day, it's about making money. And if that fool goes out there and builds his name with some other company or just stays on the indies and gets like a really good reputation of just being fucking consistently badass all the time and a draw, then yeah, I'm sure they'll take him back, but it's not going to happen in 2 weeks. You know what I mean?
Right. Well, is he still wrestling? Because I remember in January, he was supposed to make his comeback with MLW here in Dallas. And I actually was getting ready to go to that show, but I'm not sure what happened. Well, he quit. So yeah, is he still wrestling?
Yeah, he's just being a pussy. Like, that's all it is. He's just being a fucking pussy. And that's what I told him already. So I don't feel any guilt or shame saying that on here because I've said it to his face. But it's just, the world don't owe you shit at the end of the day. Don't expect nothing. Just keep fucking working. Don't keep your fucking mouth shut. Don't make stupid ass, dumb, emotional based decisions. And you should be fine. Some people don't have that ability, though.
Yo, so
let me just say this, man. I'm glad you did that, man, because you got one thing that I've learned in life is that people are going to criticize you. People are going to have their opinions about whatever you do, whatever you say. But unless you're getting that advice or that opinion from someone that's been there and done that with you, that's in the same arena with you, you really shouldn't pay attention to it. So for you to, you know, tell him that, I think probably hit a lot harder. It actually meant something to him. So shout out to you for being a good friend, man.
Yeah, well, I hope I'm not the only one that said that shit. I hope a lot of people have said that stuff, but I don't know. I didn't ask because I didn't give a fuck. I just wanted him to hear what I was thinking.
All right, so since we're talking about what you're thinking, Dev, I think now is as good a time as any to bring back a segment that's kind of gone a little bit on the wayside the last month or so. So
asking the question?
Yes, it's the wrestling question, bro. So we're going to get to the wrestling question. So we've got this segment that's kind of lost its way a little bit with all the traveling over to go to StarCast and all that other bullshit. So we're going to ask you because I got a feeling you're going to have a pretty good answer. So we call this segment Locker Room Etiquette. We've had everybody from Josh Briggs to Congo Kong and everybody in between give their thoughts. We've heard everything from wash your balls to keep your baby mama out the locker room to let's see, what are some other ones, Dev? Bring your own wrist tape, bring your own squirt bottle, all kinds of bullshit. For you, what's one of your biggest pet peeves as far as it goes to just being in the locker room, whether that's something a do, a don't, you know, like what's one of your big pet peeves for the locker room?
If you have a problem with somebody, fight them. Just do it in the locker room. Don't be a fucking shit talker, politicker. Just fucking fight, get it out of your system and get over it. I hate that shit.
I fucking love it, dude.
I hate people that are just fucking lollygagging around tiptoeing because they're fucking upset about something or they're huffing and puffing. I'm just, even if I have nothing to do with it, when I see that shit, I just want to slap the fuck out of those people. But yeah, that's my biggest pet peeve in locker rooms.
Dev, you know, you're the one always calling me the hothead. I feel like the potential link up between me, you, and Kurt Stallion, the two of us drinking, could be a funny fucking thing.
I think Kurt Stallion is your spirit animal because both of you just want to stop people.
Hey, so all the time and do I need to at least be fair and let him know where the story comes from? I feel like it makes for good story. So
sure,
I have sure, to. I'll let you know just since he's going to try to throw me under the bus. Like, so we were at one of his. We were at one of his victory parties, and there's a little commotion going on outside the bar. Well, I happen to see Miles walking towards said situation, and I'm like, and I look outside and I see our buddy Hot Hands like right up in the middle of it, and I'm like, well, hell no, I can't let him get swung on. So Devin and I are in mid conversation, and I bolted out the door, and again, there's a big size difference between me and Devin. I went right up in the middle and was right up in the middle of everybody. Next thing you know, fucking Devin's picking me up and carrying me away, trying to make sure that Miles is good and all this shit. It all because two girls started fighting and some dude started running his mouth and got knocked clean the fuck out. Like, you saw two groups of people walk towards each other and one group fell like dominoes. Oh, shit. So ever since then, he swears that I'm not allowed to go out to parties and shit like that because he swears I'm a hothead. But, I mean, hey.
But you are.
Is it a hothead, though, if you were trying to back up your buddy, though? That's the question.
Hey, look. My big brother instincts kicked in. It's like, let me get him the hell out of here before.
Your big brother instincts and the fact that you're like a grizzly bear. It wasn't like I was going to go anywhere short of kicking you in the dick. So As we get into Evolve 147 this weekend, obviously, like we mentioned at the top of the show, it's going to be Saturday, Livonia, Michigan, Knights of Columbus. Is there any matches else on the card? So, obviously, the main one we know you're looking at is going to be Josh Briggs versus AR Fox for the title. And we now that we know that you want your shot at JD Drake, I'm assuming the match between him and Brendan Vink is going to be another one that you're looking forward to. Are there any other matches that are on this card that you would tell people to look out for?
Jake Atlas and Leon Ruff will be tight.
Okay, so what is? Tell me about it. What is it about that match that's got you that hype?
It's going to be one of them high-flying, ridiculous, flippy matches, but these guys know how to make it make sense. Not just going to be for nothing. So I like that kind of shit.
Hey, man, I'm all with it.
Detroit's own Leon Ruff.
I was just going to get to that. I was going to ask you. So did you see the DDT that he took off the apron when him and dude were on NXT about a month ago?
Yeah, he's a madman.
Jesus Christ. I called Devin and I was like, dude, Leon Ruff might have just died on TV on his first time on NXT. For real, dude, I watched that shit, and we were going to have Aja was supposed to come on the show, and then she had gotten sick, like, the day that we were going to come on, and we were talking about it, and I'm like, dude, so what were your thoughts? She was like, I fucking hated it. Oh, shit. That shit's pretty funny to me. But, hey, I think that that's going to be a good match. Another one that I'm looking forward to is other past guests of the show, Stephen Wolf versus Harlan Bravado. You got a no DQ match. I think you're going to see a lot of flippy shit in that one, but that one could be a problem. What about you, Dev? You got anything else you're looking forward to?
Well, I got a little bit of inside information. I'm not sure if she's actually going to be on the show, but past guest of the show and the young lady that got her start in the Detroit area and is in Tampa training right now, this Alex Sky, will be in town. Like I said, she's not sure if she's actually going to be on the show or not. She's hoping so. But yeah, I had a little correspondence with her earlier today, and she said she will be at the show. So,
hey, man, I've been seeing her getting her shot, dude. It'll be good to see her doing her thing. She's been down there at the Team 3D Academy and all that good stuff. So, when I talked to Bonjour about putting up this interview with you, Kurt, we didn't know quite what you had in store for this Saturday. So from what I'm reading on the match card, it says it's going to be you and Colby Carino versus Besties in the World. Is that what we're going with this Saturday?
Yes, sir.
So tell me about that. What are your thoughts on teaming with Colby Carino for this? And what are your thoughts about your match with Besties in the World?
I've always liked Colby. I met him in 2015. When I first moved up to St. Louis and started riding with Elgin to the ROH shows, Colby was one of the first people I met. And we've always just kind of clicked, just buddies in general. We like to play Pokemon together. So I think it'll be a cool, fun. I've wrestled the Besties so many fucking times with Jake Something as my tag partner.
Another past guest of the show. You got history with a lot of guys on our show, man.
Yeah, brother. And then, yeah, so it'll be fun, me and Colby.
So,
Did I just hear you say you play Pokemon?
Oh, yeah, dude, shit. I get put
down.
So, okay, here's the question. You start the game, you got your choice of your three Pokemon. Which one do you choose? Charmander, Squirtle, or Bulbasaur?
As a kid, I would have picked Charmander, but now I'd pick Bulbasaur.
Really? Yeah, I was a Charmander guy myself too.
I never knew you were even into Pokemon, Dev.
hey, look, being a black nerd only got cool about 5 years ago. Man, I had to keep that to myself.
I have no comment for that shit. I have no comment. What the fuck? You win. Ding, ding. Point for Devin. So about with this match, you know, we know that there was the whole thing with Colby Carino and the Unwanted and all that stuff with Joe Gacy and Eddie Kingston. You know, do you see any, you know, do you worry about any type of blowback with them? And are there any real problems that you see that Besties in the World will present to you guys?
I honestly forgot that he's feuding with like Joe Gacy right now. So that son of a bitch could go in there and cost us a win. And the besties in general just have some of the best chemistry of tag team wrestling today. So that could be a problem, but I'm just going to hit them really hard and hope it screws up their brains.
Hey, so I'm going to just throw this out there. I've tried to tell people this, and a few of our guests have finally started listening. So if all else fails, man, all I'm going to need you to do, just kick him in the dick, bro. It works. Just kick him in the dick, bro. Kick him in the dick. Just make sure the referee don't see it. And then hurry up, pull the Eddie Guerrero, pin him, get the fuck out, go to the next town.
Smart.
Shit, it probably ain't going to play out that way, but fuck it. It works 60, it works 60% of the time. Hey, it's funny as shit, though, because I said that, and then, like, literally, we had, like, three of our guests won matches, like, in the 1 week, all via kicking somebody in the dick. And somebody commented on our thing. It's like, oh, they're finally listening. And I said, shit, even some of them was in NWA, so clearly they're listening.
Kurt, man, I think you know what you're doing, man. Don't listen to them. You go with your own game plan, man.
Hey, I didn't say I knew best. I just said if you needed an alternative. Hey, you got to win by any cost. Didn't they say a W is a W?
Thanks.
Hey, as long as you get to the better pay window, it's all right, man. But we've kept you up for a pretty long time here, man. Let everybody know where they can find you again, and let them know what they got to expect for Evolve 147 this weekend before we let you out of here.
Evolve 147 is going to be me and Kobe Carino against the besties, and it's going to be some goddamn badass professional wrestling tag team style. And if you're into that kind of thing, check it out. If you're not, there's tons of other good shit on the card that you might be interested in. And if you're not a fan of professional wrestling, come out to the show anyways, because, well, what the fuck are you doing listening to this interview if you're not a fan of pro wrestling? Huh? That's a question right there. I need an answer for it. Anyways, you can find me on Google. Just Google Kurt Stallion and then go from there. The end.
Google them, bitches. Hey man, that was probably one of the best promos to get somebody to a show I've heard in quite a while, man. But hey, I know Devin won't be able to make it this Saturday, but I'll be there in Livonia, Michigan. Like I said, we'll have to link up, whether it's before the show or after. We'll link up at some point.
Yeah.
Well, man, we appreciate your time. You already know where we're rocking this Saturday. We're with you and Colby Carino, man. Let's hope you guys go get this W. And like I said, check out Evolve 147 this Saturday, Livonia Knights of Columbus. Also, check out past guests of the show, the Evolve World Champion Josh Briggs doing his thing in the main event. There's plenty of good shit you need to see on here, just as Kurt Stallion said. And who knows, man, somebody might be getting kicked in the dick. I mean, it could be a pretty fun Saturday night.
you can't do that, sir. You can't do that.
I just did. It's my shit. And since you're not in the studio, who's going to tell me no?
It's your show, man.
Hell yeah, man. Well, we appreciate your time, brother, man. I'll end up linking with you this Saturday. And like I said, if you guys couldn't watch the live video, this is going to be available everywhere. Knockouts and Three Counts, YouTube, podcast, Google Play, YouTube, Spotify, iHeartRadio, all that good shit, wherever you get your podcast.
Thanks. Wait, are we signing out?
Well, I mean, I ain't got no more shit unless you've got any more questions.
I flapped my gums
pretty damn good for the night, dude. I think we've put a bow on it, put a nice pretty red bow on Colby and Kurt to get this W over here.
Hell yeah.
Right, well, let me throw my social media out there real quick. You can find me on Twitter at Devin63. That's DevinTH63. You can find me on Instagram at AllStank, no sizzle, one word. Make sure you check out the Reality Era news page where we talk all kinds of wrestling in there.
Hey, man, and you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Detroit Knockout, at Detroit NOKOUT. That's also my gamer tag, so if any of you fucks play Call of Duty, feel free to hit me up. You can also find the show at KO3CPod on Twitter and Instagram, KO3CPod.com, where you can see the full backlog. Look at our interviews with Booker T, Eric Bischoff, Darby Allin, Colt Cabana, all of them. Go check that shit out. And like I said, we're going to be in the house this Saturday. If you need a house, check out Stransky & Company. And that, with that being said, fuck your couch.
Peace.